Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Brian. We didn't lose. What? We suffered from an acute lack of winning.
Yeah. Well, Republicans are going to try to prevent their ability to lose by an acute lack of winning or whatever the comparison is. But
just make better arguments or have a decent candidate or someone who's not ridiculously crazy. I don't know.
They're just upset that they lost and that absentee ballots were a vehicle that more Democratic voters used to be able to get out the vote in 2020. And now, because of that, absentee ballot drop boxes have been deemed illegal, Brian.
I don't know. I just feel like the overall sentiment that I keep getting is, it used to be different, and now it's not the same, and I don't like it.
Are you on my are you now joining the campaign to have old people retire and not be in charge of these decisions then?
Because I know several of them that are very, very good at these things.
And we could make exceptions for some then.
I have so many. Literally, my anecdotal experience has been the majority of that. My point is that I, as much fun as it is to go and destroy the elderly, I can't, because I know too many of them that are really awesome and great.
All right, so Brian isn't joining the OK Boomer campaign quite yet, but we'll get there.
It's fun. I am a connoisseur of any sort of humor that just rips apart anybody else. I don't know why. I just love it. It's hilarious to me. Even if it comes at me, like if somebody comes at me with a really nice zinger that really like hits home, and I'm like, wow, that stung a lot. Really good. Good job.
Good job. Good job.
And mostly because you can't really be insulted unless it's your friends.
Right.
And your friends are really the best people to do it. And my friends are really good at it, by the way. So I don't care because I have no shame, and I know what I did, so I'm not worried.
Yeah, and we got some friends on the phone lines looking to join us and explain to this
Please
this issue
to
you like you are five. So, Dick from Madison, what do you think about these absentee ballots? Can you please inform Brian what's going on here?
I don't know if I can, but I think it's a acute lack of ideas equals acute need for voter suppression is what this is all about. But I do have to say this. I agree with you, Luke, that the ballot boxes are far safer, especially when you got a post office run by Louis DeJoy.
I can totally agree with you there, man. And if, let's say the issue is that they think that the ballot boxes are the absentee ballot boxes aren't safe. Okay, well then, cool. Let's figure out how to make him safer. How do we make him safer? If that's the problem, then let's try and make him safer. That's the thing, is that you got to coach him through this thought process here. Like, all right, so what's your issue? Oh, you think they're not safe? Well, how aren't they safe, and how can we improve it? Okay, that's where you got to approach it from, huh?
They're not safe for their re-election, period. They didn't like anything about voting in the park either. Anything that's going to draw more people out to vote, they're automatically going to be against, period.
Yeah.
I heard the term voting in the park at least four or five times in a row from one of our conservative friends. And I asked him, what's the problem here? Did anything illegal happen? Can you tell me anything illegal?
And you go
happen?
Through all of the things, and they all of their concerns are checked off, because the municipal clerks here in the city of Madison did everything to a T, to be able to make sure that those events were safe and that people had witnesses that could come and sign their absentee ballots for them if they needed a witness, because a lot of people at home living alone didn't have anybody to sign their absentee ballots as a witness. And so that event allowed more people to be able to participate to vote, and that's what it gets down to. And then they find that out, and that's their last argument. They were like, well, I just don't like people in Madison being more people in Madison voting. That's what it gets down to.
Basically, the Dems just said, hey, did you know that you can vote absentee? And then said it a lot to a lot of people that could hear them.
Mm-hmm. Told a lot of people that there were safe methods.
We're living in a pandemic. I think absentee voting would be a really good idea. And a lot of people did that early.
Yeah.
Way early. Before the post office even was an issue. But was that illegal? Any conservative, anybody tell me anything that was a bad part? Let's see if Bill from Oconomowoc can maybe shed some light on this.
Good afternoon. Great topic. Say, quick, just some thoughts. First of all, you're asking an intelligent question, and you're addressing it to unintelligible people. People probably graduate magna cum laude from Trump University. You're trying to be sane with insane people. So here's my solution, and I know it'll work. If we don't focus on that, but focus on McCarthy, who has now been asked to testify and said no, and okay, now we're telling you, and he's going to say no. Now we subpoena you, and now we issue an injunction to have him arrested. If we don't do that, all this is irrelevant. It will never, this will just perpetuate itself. If we don't start at the top, it will keep on flowing. And they're distractions. You know, one thing I give the far right credit for, they're ingenious how they create distractions, how they create focus. They get people dancing all over the place, and they don't realize they're stealing the whole store. We've got to go to the guy who's stealing the whole store. It's way above Kevin McCarthy, but he's a start. He's part of the crew. And we get the whole crew in there, and we show the whole country what they really are. These problems are over. But if we don't go after him, this, well, you think it's bad now? Can you imagine if he gets in as a majority leader or gets involved in politics and we don't stop his progress now? It's over. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Bill, I totally agree, man. I mean, if there is no state to really come back to, it doesn't really matter anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, we're dueling tangents. We didn't really focus on Wisconsin-centric stuff. But there's something along those lines since Wisconsin had a bunch of fraudulent electors.
Yeah, and the Michigan Attorney General, she's going to hold the Michigan fraudulent electors accountable for signing those fraudulent documents. So seems like it's going to be a question up to the Wisconsin Attorney General, Josh Call, whether or not he's going to do the same for those false electors voting for Trump here in the state of Wisconsin. So we'll see what happens.
We'll bring that story and a couple more on the way back on Dueling Tangents. Give us a call. And if you can explain why absentee ballot is bad, let me know. 844-967-2789.
Brian wants to hear it.